In contrast to the welfare cuts, Governor Schwarzenegger's health plan is one of the most sweeping overhauls since the failed effort by President Clinton more than a decade ago. The California proposal follows a similar plan passed last year in Massachusetts. Together, they signal a new activism on health care on the part of the states. With us to talk about what this might mean is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. And Julie, we've heard a lot this year about that plan in Massachusetts. That plan combines a requirement for people to buy health insurance with expanded subsidies to help them do that. How does this compare to that?
Well, structurally, the two plans are very similar. Like Massachusetts, California has what we call an individual mandate. That means that you have to buy your own insurance, but the plan would also make it easier for you to do that. It would change insurance rules. So insurers couldn't turn you down if you had what's called a pre-existing condition. Also, it would make it less expensive if you were low income. There are also things in the plan that, like as in Massachusetts, are intended to appeal to both liberals and to conservatives. For liberals, there are expanded benefits, particularly for low-income children. As Governor Schwarzenegger said, he wants to cover every child in the state, regardless of immigration status. For conservatives, there are new accounts that will reward people who practice healthy behaviors, and there's more tax incentives. Of things that conservatives tend to like. Now, how this isn't like Massachusetts is in its scope. California's uninsured population is something like six times as large as Massachusetts is. This afternoon, I've already heard people calling this Massachusetts on steroids.
Now, both Massachusetts and California have done this with Republican governors. Is this mostly a Republican trend?
Well, not really. It just happens that these two states have had Republican governors, Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, now Arnold Schwarzenegger. But there are several other states that are looking at similar types of plans. Colorado, Washington, Oklahoma, Illinois. Of those states, a majority have Democratic governors. So it's really a bipartisan trend among states to be looking at some major overhauls to try to do something about the uninsured in their states.
Interesting. Why are states taking the lead on this?
Well, there's a fairly simple reason. That's because the federal government isn't. When the Republicans were in charge, it really just wasn't a very high priority. Now that the Democrats are back in charge, there isn't any money. As you might remember, last week, the Democrats, as one of their first acts, reinstituted the PAYGO rules. These are the pay-as-you-go. It means that you can't add programs without finding a way to pay for it, cutting things elsewhere. So it's going to be very difficult even to renew things like the state children's health insurance program, which obviously Congress is going to want to do. But even finding the money to pay for that is going to be difficult. So expanding coverage is going to be hard. And states really need to do these kinds of things because when there isn't coverage for people, it really falls back on the states to have to pay for them.
So the states are taking the lead, but can the states solve this by themselves?
Probably not in the long run. People live in one state and work in others. There are federal rules about insurance across state lines for multi-state employers. In the end, the federal government will probably have to step in. But in the meantime, the states can probably do some things around the edges.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Julie Rovner talking about today's proposal from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to expand health coverage in that state. It's coupled with reductions in the state's welfare program, a program known as CalWORKs.